Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Growing in Grace.
So we're going to continue the story of 1 Samuel, and we are moving into the choice of the first king, which is called King Saul.
Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him. He said, "The Lord has anointed you ruler over his people Israel. You shall reign over the people of the Lord, and you will save them from the hand of their enemies all around. Now this shall be the sign." If you can just draw the line down. Now this shall be the sign to you. The Lord has anointed you ruler over his heritage. When you depart from me today, you will meet two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Selzar. They will say to you, "The donkeys that you went to seek are found, and now your father has stopped worrying about them and is worrying about you, saying, 'What shall I do about my son?' Then you shall go on from there further and come to the Oak of Tabor. Three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you there, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a skin of wine. They will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall accept from them. After that, you shall come to Gibeth Ilium, at the place where the Philistine garrison is, and there you shall come to the town. You will meet And there, as you come to the town, you will meet a band of prophets coming down from the shrine with harp, tambourine, flute, lyre, and playing in front of them. They will be in a prophetic frenzy. Then the Spirit of the Lord will possess you, and you will be in a prophetic frenzy along with them and be turned into a different person. Now, when these signs meet you, do whatever you see fit to do, for God is with you. And you shall go down to Gilgal ahead of me. Then I will come down to you to present burnt offerings and offer sacrifices of well-being. For 7 days you shall wait until I come to you and show you what you shall do." As he turned away to leave Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all these signs were fulfilled that day. When they were going from there to Gilba, a band of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God possessed him, and he fell into a prophetic frenzy along with them. When all who knew him before saw how he prophesied with the prophets and people, said to one another, "What has come over the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" A man of the place answered, "And who is their father?" Therefore it became a proverb, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" When his prophetic frenzy had ended, he went home. Saul's uncle said to him and the boy, "Where did you go?" And he replied, "To seek the donkeys. And when we saw they were not to be found, we went to Samuel." Samuel's uncle said, "Tell me what Samuel said to you." Saul said to his uncle, "He told us that the donkeys had been found. But about the matter of the kingship of which Samuel had spoken, he did not tell him anything." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And then we'll have our New Testament taken from the Gospel of Luke.
"A dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. Jesus said to them, 'The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you shall be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not that none who is at the table as I am among you, as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you so very much. I don't know about you, some of the readings in the Old Testament are difficult and sometimes feels quite horrible, but some just give you a smile. And I think that's one of those readings. It's quite an incredible, and it's really the end of the story that kind of give you a smile. So it's the account of Saul being called to become the next king, but the whole story looks and sounds a little bit strange. He actually has no clue that he was going to be the next king. There was just an event that happened in his life. He was looking after donkeys, and when he couldn't find them, he went to Samuel, the prophet at the time, which kind of the spiritual leader, and Samuel gave him a whole list of instructions to follow, and telling him also what was going to happen while he gets to the certain place with other people who are filled with God's presence, prophets, and that he will at that time himself be filled with the presence of God and being able to prophesy, which is to speak words of praise, words of truth about God, and at times sometimes words regarding the future, what's is to happen, a little bit like Samuel was kind of declaring all these things going to happen, follow those instructions and it will happen. And we see Saul doing just that, just before, even it seems before he had decided or before he went through all those instructions and finally fulfilled them all. It says, as he was leaving Samuel, God gave him another heart. And it's like God already gave him all the enabling desires and abilities to follow those steps. And it says something for me important about grace and about the mystery between the reality that God has already enabled us, but we also have to exercise our will to grow in maturity, to grow in obedience. So God gives us a new heart when we turn to him, and he gives us all that we need to exercise the service we are called to, all the gifts we need to be part of a faith community and to bless that community and to be also part of those world and to fulfill the purpose that we have. But we still have to follow all the instructions. He still had to do it. And everything happens as it was prophesied, even to the point of being that frenzy and being prophesizing. And then it stopped and he went back home. And his uncle asked the question, well, why did you go? What happened? And he says nothing about what happened with Samuel and the fact that he was made a new king, in a sense, as he was poured with oil. He just spoke about the donkeys and didn't say anything about the kinship and of which Samuel had spoken. So a very interesting start of the story of Saul. And we will see, although there are good things about Saul, it unfortunately will end very sadly. And again, God gave him a new heart, another heart. And he was at the start following instructions. But we will hear at the end that his heart turned away from God. And the story didn't really end very well. And the new king was then appointed. I'm not going to go too far. I know that those who are with me know the story quite in great details, a well-known story. But if you don't, then keep following us and we will hear a little bit more about Saul and his life. The second is about what it means to be a servant. Now, I didn't grow up with servants serving me at the table. I'm not of a person who have that kind of status, and I think for most of us it's a bit strange to hear about servants and tables. Not for my wife, she grew up in South Africa, and that's part of the culture. That's just how people are employed and how people live. But for us, maybe a better comparison would be people at the head of the table. We would understand that the person at the head of the table is usually the person that's the most important, or the person that has maybe who's has the greatest honor, and anyone else then is around. And we would understand that we should be, even if we called to a position of importance, we should be the people who serve and not take advantage of that position. And that's the link with the person we're celebrating. Swithin, the bishop, was certainly very important with his title, but instead of using that for his advantage, he was a very generous man. And so kind of short summary, he was famous for giving gifts to others and for building churches. And he's also known for building a stone bridge over the river, this river, Itchen, in Winchester, which was helping the poor cross the river to sell their wares in that city. So here is a man who was in a position where he could have used it for his own benefits, but used it for the benefits of the local community and building church, ensuring that people heard the good news of God, and that people also had a better life. So let's continue to pray just after this new election in England, that those who are now in a place of authority will have a heart to serve, to help those who struggle in life to have hope and to be able to provide for their family, and that they will build a society where there is greater unity and a greater desire to be generous with one another, to be generous with our time, with our money, to be generous with our spirit, and that our community will be a place where there will be greater joy and greater peace.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.